Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. Today, the scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Deuteronomy 31, 30 through 32, 52, Psalm 48, 1 through 7, Proverbs 11, 6 through 18, or 16 through 18, Luke 12, 22 through 40. Today, we'll be talking about no blemish in God. Our focal passage is going to be Deuteronomy 32, 41, which says, I will take vengeance on my adversaries and repay those who hate me. There is one aspect of God's character that for some reason many see as a blotch or a blemish in the divine, in His divine nature. And I refer to the matter of God's wrath. Though the subject may be missing from many modern day pulpits, it is not missing from the Bible. If you look it up in the Bible concordance, all of the texts that refer to wrath, anger, or severity of God, you will find that there are more references to those than there are of His love, graciousness, and tenderness. A proper study of God can never be complete without a consideration being given to the fact that God is not only a God of love, but He's a God of wrath and anger also. There was a pastor that I read about had an experience as a Christian in his early days as a Christian that whenever he heard any reference to the wrath of God, he would feel deep resentment arise within him. And instead of regarding the aspect of God's nature and delight, he looked upon it in disdain. Later, however, he came to understand it and saw it in the proper light, as something to rejoice in rather than to be resented. He found his love for God and his awe for God swell to new proportions. Arthur W. Pink describes the wrath of God as the eternal detestation of all unrighteousness, the displeasure of indignation of divine equity against evil, the holiness of God stirred into activity against sin. Never view the wrath of God as a moral blemish or a blotch in His character. It would be a blemish if wrath were absent from Him. It is what caused Him and His love to shine through as God poured out His wrath upon His Son Jesus as He took your place so that you could have eternal life. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we would face all reality, even those aspects that we do not fit into the preconceived ideas. Help us not to balk at the idea that You are God of wrath and that Your wrath was finished at the cross, as well as a God of wonder and a God of love. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at 2 Kings 22, 1 through 13, Psalm 90, verse 11. Why did God's anger burn? And question number two, what did the psalmist say about God's wrath? God bless. Hope you'll continue to follow me here on the Daily Ride. And I'll see you on the next trail ride.